The far west side of the Rhinelander-Oneida County Airport property used to be lonely and empty, except for the very end of a runway. It's still rather lonely, but now the pump houses for two of the city's five functional wells are there. Roger Friend helped pick the spot for the first of the two, called Well 7.
Where we could get enough for a decent well, and a water quality is what we were looking for.
Friend was the city's water supervisor before retiring 16 years ago. In 2007, a few years after he retired, Well 7 was completed, and in 2014, so was nearby Well 8. Together, they could provide 900 gallons per minute of water to the city. But last year, both were shut down after testing revealed the wells were producing water with high levels of PFAS compounds. When ingested by humans, these so-called forever chemicals can lead to higher cholesterol, thyroid disease, and even cancer. When Roger Friend was exploring the future well sites decades ago, he didn't consider testing for PFAS because, like for many water operators, he hadn't even heard of it at the time.
That's right. But it is something now that now that they know it's there, it's something you would test for.
The land near today's Wells 7 and 8 has a deeper history than just the end of a runway. A WXPR investigation found, between 1987 and 1993, the city of Rhinelander spread or injected 390 tons of sewage sludge from its wastewater treatment plant at the airport. Sludge is the solid or liquid material left over when wastewater is purified and returned to waterways, and it's commonly and legally spread on agricultural fields and other land for disposal. You can see the images of those city records, some of them faded, at WXPR.org. Retired airport director Joe Brower remembers how the sludge spreading system worked.
I believe the truck that they used at the time was about 1,000 gallons, and they did it probably, two, maybe three times a day, 4 days out of the week, or such like that. They did have injectors in it when they worked, so it would inject the sludge into the ground.
The sludge was spread all over the airport property, Brower recalls, but some of it definitely was near where the wells were later built. So, could tons and tons of sludge spread three decades ago account for PFAS contamination in the wells today? It's absolutely possible, says Dr. Rolf Halden, a professor at Arizona State University whose research includes PFAS and sludge. The topic is included in his new book, Environment. Halden's research has shown sewage sludge nearly always contains PFAS, since PFAS is in the products we use every day in their waste.
They get into the wastewater treatment plant, they accumulate in sludge. What does the sludge look like? Well, it looks like exactly what we're doing. And since we are using these chemicals everywhere, the sludge everywhere also contains this type of chemistry.
And PFAS, including when spread as sludge, often doesn't go far or break down.
They are around. They don't go away. You can park them for 100 years, and we call them the eternal pollutants. So they will be here long after we are gone.
A WXPR open records request showed, in the lead-up to building Wells 7 and 8, the city didn't mention the sludge spreading it had done years before as a potential contamination source. State law prohibits well drilling within 1,000 feet of a sludge site, but that only applies to current or future spreading sites, the DNR says. That spreading ended in 1993, according to Brower, because the sludge was attracting worms, which were attracting birds, which were a hazard to nearby airplanes. Even as sludge appears to be a potential source of Rhinelander's PFAS problems, Dr. Halden can't rule out the possible source identified first. In December, the DNR sent the airport a letter labeling it a responsible party for the contamination and referencing firefighting foam stored near the main terminal. The DNR's Chris Sari said this at the time.
In terms of proximity to the wells and in terms of unknown, at least storage and potentially past use of these firefighting foams, they would be the most likely a likely close by source.
These foams are a known source of PFAS, but airports are required to store them in case of emergencies. In Rhinelander, they've never been used in an active situation. A few gallons are sprayed into a bucket for testing each year, said Airport Director Matthew Leitner.
We don't use it regularly. We use it extremely sparingly. It's not something that we play with, you know, and it's not something that we would ever play with.
Leitner was even more confused his foam was implicated, since it's stored a half mile away in a spot where groundwater runs away from the wells.
When they came back and said, well, we've identified you as a responsible party, it was surprising.
After learning about the sludge spreading records, Leitner called the DNR's move a hasty conclusion. But Leitner's DNR mandated environmental investigation continues, a significant unbudgeted expense to the airport. For his part, Dr. Halden can't rule out the foam because, he says, water can move and carry chemicals below the surface in unpredictable ways. Former Airport Director Joe Brower thinks the DNR got it backward, that the nearly 400 tons of sludge spread in the late 80s and early 90s should be the agency's first target for investigation.
Hey, maybe that culprit could be that. And I think that's, you know, the DNR might be better off looking at that direction versus, you know, basically looking at the foam, you know, saying basically the airport is guilty until proven innocent.
Yesterday, Chris Sari, the DNR regulator, told me the newly discovered sludge records were something the agency would evaluate. First, though, he was waiting on the site investigation, the one an environmental consultant must complete for the airport after it was named a responsible party. For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Rhinelander.